Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. You know I'm having an awesome time. It's Monday, and we had fun yesterday at church. We just was praising God. You know how it go. You know, the thing that I really want to tell you today, you know, we have to celebrate other people. I've had so much fun just now in the green room with our wonderful guest, Miss Rhonda Nails. You know, I had to tell her that I'm so, you know, happy that she took the time out to be able to go some good deeds. But the thing is, you have to celebrate other people. I told her that, even though we may not talk every day, if you talk to your family every day, talk to your friends, you know, now with social media, we can text, we can do the inbox. But the thing is, always be the mindset that you celebrate other people. It's always best to give people encouragement. I mean, because they, you know, I like giving people encouragement. I like telling people that they're doing a wonderful job, that God is really shining on them. But, you know, God is shining on all of us. But the thing is, we need to have the right motive in everything we do and say. You know, here on Good Deeds, our main purpose, the purpose that we are created, because we want to showcase and we want to promote other people's, their dreams, their visions, their purpose, and their passion, the things that they have been predestined to do. All of us have a purpose. All of us have a passion. And the reason that we're here right now, we just need to realize that God has a specific thing for you to do, so it's no need to be upset with somebody else. There's no need to have competition. You know, we actually are here. I love holding hands. Hold hands and bring somebody right along with you. And also, don't forget to help other people get where you are and move forward. It's no need to be having competition. But be persistent in what you do now. Don't give up. You know, I always say, don't stop. Get it. But let me tell you about this little young lady that we have today. I met her back, I think it was in April. I think, yeah. We was at a women's conference together. And, you know, when me and her locked eyes, we just knew we had a kindred spirit. She's so wonderful inside. She actually would give her all to help somebody else. I mean, you know, she's an author. She says, this is her tag, is a success instigator. Because, look, you know, sometimes we need somebody to push us. And she's going to tell us what push means. We have to have somebody in our corner to say, hey, you can do this. And, you know, constructive criticism, you know, we need that as well, okay? I mean, we need someone to be to say, hey, do this right now, because we'll feel doubtful and we'll give up on ourselves. But with Ms. Rhonda Nails in the house, no way. You are not going to give up on your dream. You're not going to give up on your business. She's going to tell you, she's like that, don't stop, get it as well. But, you know, she's a wonderful young lady. We're going to bring her on in here because we need to know about the awesome things that she has going on in her life. She's going to inspire us, and she's going to get us right, because we have to be successful in life. And success is, you know, we have to do things for the glory of God, because when we do the right things will come. But don't do it just to get something back, but we do it because we actually helping people. We enjoy helping people. That's our purpose in life. Ms. Rhonda Nails, welcome to Good
Thank
Deeds.
You, ma'am.
How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on. Love your energy and your spirit. And, yes, we're kindred spirits. We locked eyes at the conference that we both spoke at back in April. So thank you. Many thanks. And thanks to your listeners for tuning in. I appreciate that as well.
Oh, wow. You see you're going to get it now today. But Ms. Rhonda, do this for us. You know, I always start the show off. I do a little tagline about yourself, but I really like when people tell us their story. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and you can expand that to the wonderful things that's going on in your life.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again for the platform to share, and that's all we're doing tonight is just sharing. A lot of people, they know me as the success instigator, and I'll get to that in just a minute. But to really, really, really understand who I am, you have to understand the backstory of why I do what I do. So at the age of five, you have to understand, at age five, I tumbled down the steps, and as a as a result of that, became blind in my left eye. And then age 25, was left broken as a single mother. And then age 34, I'm telling my age, a loan scan left me bankrupt. I had no choice but to file bankruptcy. So I call those my three B's, B's as in boy, okay? And I feel like those are the three B's that God gave me in order to push. And when I say that, PUSH is an acronym. It's an acronym that my dad gave me, and it means pursue until success happens. And I'll tell you how that came about. One day my dad had me in the garage. I was a young teenager, didn't want to listen to authority because I thought I knew everything, as most teenagers do. They know everything. And he sat me down, and instead of scolding me and grounding me and taking away, you know, TVs and, you know, all the luxuries that teenagers have, he sat me down and he told me a story. And he said, Rhonda, when a caterpillar gets tired of ground living, and understand, hear what I'm saying, when it gets tired of ground living, of living on the ground, it finds a tree and it hangs itself upside down. Okay, and it begins to spin a cocoon around itself. And within that cocoon, it's still a caterpillar, it begins to form wings. And what happens is the butterfly slash caterpillar, it begins to form wings, and those wings have to be strengthened, okay? And the only way to strengthen them is to push against the cocoon. That's the only way that it can strengthen those wings. Now, if anybody comes along and sees the struggle that the caterpillar slash butterfly is having, and they try to open the cocoon, the butterfly will fall to the earth and it will die. However, if it continues to push and it cracks open that cocoon, it has enough strength to fly. And I looked in amazement. I'm like, well, okay, that's a great story, Dad, but what does that have to do with me? Not realizing that, you know, decades later, again, telling my age, decades later, I would be telling the same story not only to my daughter but to youth groups, to women's conferences, to executives, to anybody that would listen to the story. This story is important because it helped me formulate the acronym PUSH, Pursue Until Success Happens, and that's how I was able to become owner of Signature Notaries, which is my nationwide notary network, which I formed while I was in bankruptcy, not after, but while I was in bankruptcy. So I built that business on a bankrupt budget. I'm also an Amazon Kindle bestseller 2 times, power speaker, business innovator, success instigator. And when I say success instigator, I don't motivate. I don't like to motivate people. I instigate. And there's a difference between instigating and motivating. Motivating leaves you to feel really good. You feel real good after you leave the conference or the group, whatever that may be. But when I instigate, you know that instigator in school who would always come and tell you something that somebody else said that you were doing? What happens? Well, you're going to take action, and that's what an instigator does. I make sure that you take action. I will make you feel good, but I'll make sure that I follow that up by making sure that you take action in your business, in your life, whatever that may mean to you and for you. So the butterfly story, the three B's, all that, I say all that and all those accolades to say that it's nice to have those accolades, but really I'm not even here for my own success. I'm here for others and to push them and to motivate them because I feel like there's someone out there that's, you know, maybe in the same type of situation I was, you know, physical, emotional, financial, I have those obstacles covered. So I know what it's like to be able to have to be able to push through those things and to go to the next level, to never want to be bankrupt again, to never want to be broken again, to never want to have that physical impairment and people look at you like you have this godforsaken disability. I know what that's like for people to have to look at you and you feel like there's this big letter X on you that nobody wants to associate with you. So there are tools that you need to have in order to get to the next level. People don't realize that we have those tools inside of us already. They just need to be strengthened. Just like you work out to get stronger, to build your muscle mass, the same thing. The same thing happens with success. You don't get success just because you finished a course. You get success or you achieve success because you're able to flex your resiliency muscles. That's what this is about. So that's a little bit about me. Do you want me to go into kind of what I'm going, you know, what I have coming up?
Well, I want to ask you this.
Okay.
You know, when you like you said, you have so many things that has been covered in regards to, you know, physical, you know, mental, and, you know, not having the physical things in life, you know, monetary. You know, we put, unfortunate, a lot of value on that.
Mm-hmm.
But what can you say if it's one, I know it's probably not one thing, but one thing that's maybe a majority that helped you actually to go through? Was it a feeling you had? Was it, you know, a support team? Was it, what really kept you going through all these things you've been through?
Well, I'll tell you what, and this is going to probably sound a little bit cuckoo, a little bit crazy, but most entrepreneurs are. We have to have a little bit of crazy in our life. When I was about probably 12, 13 years old, I would have this reoccurring dream, and I would see myself speaking, and there were lights behind me, and I would see the crowd. I knew I wasn't singing because I can't hold a tune to save my life, but I knew I was speaking. And I had that reoccurring dream. And you know, when you have reoccurring dreams like that and the same thing happens over and over again, it's like God speaking to you. And that was God speaking to me. And so every time I wanted to give up, that glimpse would flash in my head. It would flash in my mind. And I would see what I had on. I know what color the suit was. I remember what the lights looked like behind me. And every time I wanted to give up and just throw in the towel, I would get that glimpse in my mind. And that would be the thing to keep me going. It sounds crazy. And I feel like my purpose in life is not finished. I cannot go home to be with Jesus. I cannot take my last breath until that glimpse has been completed. And I know, again, it's going to sound crazy, but that is the thing that keeps me going, is that glimpse, because I saw it. And it's not about the fame. It's not about the notoriety. It's about completion of an assignment. And I feel like everybody on this earth said yes to God for some type of assignment. And that glimpse was just a piece of my assignment that I said yes to. And I cannot leave this earth until I see that glimpse completed, until I can say mission accomplished. And so that's the thing that keeps me going, that little glimpse. And I feel like God gives us all glimpses, whatever that may be, whether it be a job, a baby, a relationship, whatever that is, he gives you a glimpse of something. And that glimpse puts a fire in you that you can't extinguish until you complete that assignment, until that glimpse has been completed, until you have successfully completed that glimpse of whatever it may be. So that was the thing that kept me going and still keeps me going, because, you know, people think that once you get to a certain platform that you're good, and that's not true, because with each chapter of success, it gets a little bit harder. And you still have to keep pushing. There are different chapters of success, whether it be physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. There are different chapters of success, and each one requires just a different level of resiliency in order for you to complete that step. So that's the thing that kept me going.
Ooh, that's powerful. And you're right about some glimpses. I mean, it's funny now, but I actually have a picture when I was like 18 months old, and I had a telephone, you know, back in the day, you know, these kids don't know nothing about the rotary call. But
no.
But I had that, and it's funny now that I end up in media and you know, passion and purpose coaching, speaking as well as you.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, I went in the medical field. So what's going on? But, you know,
right.
The thing is, we need to – them glimpses are amazing. I mean, really and truly. And you know, some of our forefathers, you know, especially our grandmother and grandfather, they would have them prophetic, I mean, really, dreams. You
yes.
know, they used to dream about the fishes and if somebody be
– Right, somebody be pregnant.
You
that's
know,
right.
Yes. But so I really thank God for what you're saying about that, because all of us get a glimpse, you know, and the thing is, like the old people say as well, we can't handle the whole story, so that's why we have to have the glimpses, because we need to lean and depend on him each step of the way.
Right, that's exactly right.
So
absolutely.
I commend you. But let's move on, though, to these other awesome things that you have going on.
Absolutely. Well, my next upcoming thing, and I've been working on this since last year, is the anthology that I'm putting together. And it's called Organized Obstacles. It's an underdog anthology. And if you know anything about an underdog, you understand that these are people who were counted out, who were always picked last on for the team. You know, those are the people that we chose to participate in this anthology, and it's basically a collection of stories, real life stories, from those who turned their stumbling blocks into stepping stones. That's what this is about. We get enough of the reality TV and the fake drama and the fairy tale that they pimp to the youth, but these are real stories from real people. You know, some of them are millionaires, some of them are not so millionaires, but they're underdogs, and these are the people who are misinterpreted, misunderstood, or mistaken, and it's their real life story of how they blazed their own path, how they beat the odds, how they overcame, and that releases on October the 15th, and actually it's open for pre-orders right now. If anybody wants to get their autographed copy mailed to them in October, the pre-orders are available right now. And that can be found at organizedobstacles.com. And so it's myself and the co-creator, who is Angel Barino, myself, her, and then we have a list of contributors. I want to say about 11 other contributors who have participated in this anthology. And men, women, black, white, phenomenal people who were transparent enough and brave enough to share their story. And so you can get a glimpse of who the contributors are at organizedobstacles.com. Again, you can do the pre-orders as well. Obviously, we're booking into 2015 now for book tours and book signings and stuff like that. But it's an amazing, amazing anthology. I'm very, very, very excited about it. Again, it's about people who, you know, they were started at the bottom and now they're here. So it's kind of like just a collection of stories of people who just didn't give up. And sometimes we need that little push. I don't know too many anthologies of people being this transparent. I mean, we have people who went through financial heartache, physical heartache, people breaking legs, people who lost babies, who lost millions of dollars, people who were in jail, it covers the gamut of stories when I tell you. If there's something that you have gone through or you feel like no one has gone through this, someone in this book will touch you. Someone, whether it's man, woman, black, white, whatever, they will touch you, because I feel like we have that variety in this book that teaches the masses that it's not over until you win. So you have to have that underdog spirit, that you come from behind, that they never see you coming, but when you do come, you know, all heck is going to break loose when you step on the stage. And you're prepared for such a moment as this. And, you know, everybody says, well, you're prepared for that moment. You're prepared for whatever moment you you're about to step into. It's not, you don't just happen to. Everything is organized. And the reason we call it Organized Obstacles, and I always say, this is my tagline, which is in the book, but I say, you know, sometimes our obstacles are organized for our opportunity. And that is God's truth, is that God will just set things up. He will put roadblocks in your way to specifically make you turn right or specifically make you turn left, so that you will encounter the people or the products or the services, whatever that is, that you need to strengthen yourself. If we all just ran the straight line, no one would have, muscular legs, and nobody would, everybody would be on the same page. But it takes those obstacles, those hurdles that we jump every now and then to strengthen us, to keep us on track, to make sure that we're doing exactly what we're supposed to be doing and we're on the track that we need to be on. So, again, the name of the anthology is Organized Obstacles. It's an underdog anthology. It drops on October the 14th, and your listeners can get pre-order their copy at organizedobstacles.com.
Oh, yeah, I already wrote that down. I'm going to make sure. we actually, send us, book cover and that kind of stuff, and your link that I can get the link off your website. Yeah, so we can actually get that out, because we need to know, everybody kind of look at someone, let's say Donald Trump, Oprah, and those Tyler Perry.
Right.
They say, oh, they've made it, but they didn't have it. Yes, they did. They did go
right.
through some organized obstacles.
Yeah,
okay?
That's right.
And when
that's
you
right.
release your book, you know, you guys need to come back so we can interview your team as well. That'll
absolutely.
Be awesome.
Absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely.
Because, you know,
we'll get them all together.
We can't give up. Yeah, all
absolutely.
Together. You know, we're here to help each other. And then by the stories that the things that you just said, you know, losing all their money. You know, I've been there, so I can tell you about that. But
right.
in regards to losing their child, losing the home, somebody else is going through that. Or have
right.
been in something similar, so now they don't fear. And I hate to say it, just being transparent, you don't feel weird because you
right.
kind of think it's just you.
Right. That's right. That's exactly
and you say, well,
right.
God, baby, what's going on? Why is this me? But see, we just realized through that awesome anthology that you have coming out October the 14th, you guys, that we can realize, okay, we're not alone. And we know we're not alone because God is with us. But, you know, I hate to say that human side comes out and we say, okay. But it helps us that someone has gone through so we can get their nuggets and the secrets and the things that help them to probably help you as well.
That's right. That's right. And that's what it's about,
yeah.
the next generation, who you help besides yourself, because you always reap it back. You always reap it back when you're helping someone else. It actually comes right back to you. So by helping someone else, you're actually helping yourself. So why we don't do, you know, we don't help each other more, I will never understand that, why someone wouldn't want to help someone else. But that's another show. That's
oh,
another
Lord.
Show.
Well, ooh, I, you know what. If you realize that if you in your purpose, you help somebody else be in their purpose. But, you
that's
know,
right.
it takes some people, it's just a process for everyone to realize that's what's really it's all about. But, you know, someone just chimed in. They want to know a little bit more, if it's okay, about
mm-hmm.
your business directory.
Okay. Okay. They want to know more about the business directory. They want to know about Project Push, which is the,
Yes.
They want to know more about Project Push. So, I had to do some revamping with Project Push. Project Push, you know, is my business title, and I was doing a lot of coaching and business consultations and all that stuff. But in essence, Project Push is my network in which I motivate, instigate, and help other like-minded individuals who want to connect and network with other like-minded individuals. So here, in a nutshell, is what Project Push does. Not only do you get to connect with me on my monthly motivational calls, but then you'll have access to free business tools and e-books and motivational e-books, and then you'll get my personal emails directly to you with tidbits and all that great stuff. You'll get to be in my Facebook group. I'll connect you to industry professionals. If you need a coach, if you need interviews, whatever you need, I have those connections. And then there is a monthly cash prize that I give out. It's usually $100 or more to my network, okay? It's kind of a random thing. So if you are in the network, if you're on Team Push and you're a subscriber, you get it's almost, you know, almost like a great network lottery. It's like an entrepreneur lottery. So if you're in my network, if you're on Team Push, then you are eligible for the monthly cash prize. And it's usually about $100 or more, depending on, you know, how I'm led. But that is to help you in your business. If it's not business, it may be for you need to keep the lights on. I don't know. But everyone is, they're on their journey in a different path, in a different way. So you never know where that $100 or $150 or $200 is going to, how that's going to help you. So I created a network that not only helps you with your business, but with your life, but then gives you the cash to help you with whatever that is. But you're only eligible for the cash if you are a part of Team Push. And you can find that at rondanails.com, and then you just click on the link that says Project Push. You join Team Push. You make sure that you're paying your subscriber fee, which is very, very low. It's like under $9 a month. And you'll get all those free things that I said, plus you'll be eligible for the monthly cash prize every month, and the cash prize, it'll be announced at the end of this month. I always do it at the end of the month. So that is in essence what that is about, Project Push is about. That's my way of not only helping and motivating others, but also a way for me to give back as well. So that is a little bit about what Project Push is. And they can always connect with me and ask me a little bit more about that if they want a little bit more about what it entails, exactly what you get. They can inbox me that information as well.
It's amazing, you guys. She's a wonderful, as we can tell, all the awesome information she's giving us right now. She's that way in person. She's consistent. She's always the same, and the wonderful thing is she always loves, like she said, it's giving back. She gives it back
right.
in everything she does. I mean, something just came to me. When we was at the women's conference, she literally got up after each speaker and gave them a standing ovation.
Yes, yes. That's important.
And that means a lot. You know, I asked her what's the first speaker. You know how that first speaker stuff go. Sometimes you're like, you don't know how long you should be. Should you be on the stage, not on the stage? And, you know, I'm the type of person like to be close to the crowd. And the first person I caught eyes with was Miss Rhonda. And she, like I just said, she stood up and gave a standing ovation when I finished. And she don't know, and I'm being transparent, how much that really meant to me, because I'm like, I'm the first one speaking.
Wow.
You know, I wasn't afraid because I know God had it. But, you know, you always, like the first person, I'm like, You
yes,
know, you
wasn't
in your backyard, you know. And she don't realize how monumental that has meant. Since April, I have spoken so many different other avenues, and I always think back to her. So I really thank her for being where God wanted her to be at that particular time to make that impact in my life. So I give you a standing applause right now.
Well, thank
you were so wonderful in my life. You're welcome.
Thank you.
But
thank
please,
you so
please, please tell us how. I know we've talked about it a couple of times, but tell us how we can support you on the social media network, and tell us how we can contact you through your website. And before that, please tell us any last-minute encourage. You know, I like how she said she don't encourage, she don't motivate, she just push you, and that's what we need. So
that's
any last words, and then, of course, give your contact information.
Sure. One of the things that I always leave my audience with is my tagline, my slogan is, and I have to tell this to myself, you know, you're going to have times where when it gets hard, when it gets really hard, it gets rough, and you're going to want to give up, and you're going to want to panic. And I always tell my team, don't panic, push. Pursue until success happens. That's my tagline. That's what's in my office. I have it on my phone. I don't panic. You push. You pursue until success happens, whatever success is. If it's losing 5 pounds, whether it's enrolling in school, whatever that is, you keep pushing and you keep pushing. Now, how to connect with me? The best way to connect with me is just by going to rhondanails.com, and that's RhondaNails.com. And all my social media links will be on that homepage. And then if you want to connect even further, you'll get a chance to download my free ebook, How to Lie. And that's about how to connect with your social media audience. It's not what you think. We're not lying, really lying. We're connecting with our social media audience. But all my Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, Pinterest, all those are on my homepage. So you can connect directly on those sites via rhondanails.com.
Wow. You guys, I was up here on my iPad. I already ordered my book. One of my team members posted it on social media, so I said, shoot. And she got it so organized. You can do PayPal. You can do your credit card. See,
yes,
that's being organized. She, whatever means you need, she has it on the website.
That's right. That's right.
We thank you. She don't know. Me and her going to meet again. We'll have her back again on Good Deeds, of course, when the book is released and her team. But also, you know, also I'd like for her, we'll connect with her also on the other side when I be doing my coaching as well. But
thank you,
Rhonda Nails, for hanging out here with us on Good Deeds.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. Appreciate you.
Oh, God bless you. Many more to come. You guys, you know this is Good Deeds, and you know how to contact us on any of the social media networks. You know, I'm Renee Sunday in the Good Deeds Radio and Television Show. We have a fan page and a business page there as well, and our website is gooddeedslive.com. And we want you to know that you can do it. You have to keep your faith and walk it out. Believe, trust, and walk it out. And you know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you next time. Bye-bye.